Mountaintop View. Words from Jesus.
The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. 1 Kings 19:11-12. My dear one, I know at times you feel like you are wandering along the mountainside, not knowing if you will make it to the top. You wonder if you're going the right way or if there is a better way. You wonder what the purpose is in climbing over all these rocks and through these thorn bushes as you climb up the mountain. You've seen many others who decided to go back down the mountain because it was just too much trouble. Sometimes you can't see exactly what you're climbing it for when it's so rough and your skin is pricked by the thorns, your feet are hurt by the rocks. But once you get to the top of the mountain and see the view, you'll know it has been worth it. You'll see the purpose of having to go through all the rough times and past the obstacles and difficulties, because without them, you wouldn't be able to appreciate the reward and the glory of reaching the summit. You don't have to wait until you get to heaven to enjoy the view, because there will be many mountains that you will climb in your life for me. There will be many times when all you see for a while will be the difficulties and the aches and pains and hardships. But then you can enjoy the reward as you reach the top of the mountain. Each time you gain the victory and reach the top of one of the mountains, you'll know it was worth it. And of course, when you reach the top of the biggest and last mountain, when you leave this life and go on to the next, then you'll have a complete understanding of my plan and work throughout your life. Taking the view. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Philippians 3:14-16. Even though you do your best to stay close to me and spend time in my word, you'll still go through some storms and difficulties in life. Your communion with me won't take those away, but it will help bring you through them. When you're stuck in a storm, my word and spirit will be a refuge and a shelter. When you're cold, there'll be a blanket around you. When you're hungry, they'll sustain you. When you're tired, they'll give you rest. When you're weak, they'll strengthen you. When it's foggy, they'll shine a light on your path and guide you. As you're going up the mountain, don't keep looking down at the rugged terrain under you, but stop as often as you can and look up. Look up to the beautiful blue sky and to the mountain peaks that you are climbing toward, and that will encourage you and refresh you and give you the stamina to keep going a little longer. Look up and seek my face and look forward to my promises, and you will be refreshed and reinvigorated, and your vision will be renewed. faith for the climb. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Isaiah 54:10. You are very precious to me, and I will strengthen your heart. I will lift up your head and raise your shoulders when they are bowed under this heavy burden and weight that you feel. I will lift the heaviness from your heart and will bring joy and peace to your soul as you look up to me. Everyone who puts their trust in me is safe. As you entrust your life to me, you will be safe in my keeping, safe in my love, safe in my protection and healing. You will rest in my deliverance and in my wisdom, for I will fulfill the good purposes that I have ordained for you. One day you will marvel when you see that the works of my hands are pure and perfect and just and good. Your love and closeness to me have been strengthened with every trial and testing you have undergone. Take heart, my child, and think back over your life. You have traveled with me on many difficult journeys. You have made arduous treks over high peaks with me by your side. Have I ever left you alone? Have I ever deserted or abandoned you, or allowed you to be placed under so great a strain that you were not able to bear it? I have never left or forsaken you, and I never will. When Satan appeared before me in the very courts of heaven, he beseeched me for the life of my servant Job. I did not give Job over into his hand. I protected his life and his spirit and rewarded his faith and trust in me in spite of every tragedy and time of suffering he faced. Just as I was with my faithful servant Job, so my protection, care, and continual support and help will always be with you. I will not leave you alone for a single moment as you climb the mountains you have yet to face. I will be ever present, ever by your side. Uphill journey. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalm 90:1-2. You are on a long uphill journey, and sometimes it seems endless to you. Looking back, you can see some times of ease and refreshment. Looking ahead, however, you see only a continuing ascent. The top of the mountain you are climbing is nowhere in sight. I know how hard it is for you to keep going day after day. So I say to you, do not become weary and discouraged in your soul. You live in a culture dedicated to entertainment and pleasure-seeking. In such a climate, a life of struggle feels alien. Your ongoing struggle is not a mistake or a punishment. Try to view it instead as a rich opportunity. Your uphill journey keeps you aware of your neediness, so you look to me for help. The difficulties in your life make your heavenly home more precious and real to you. Even now, as you trustingly whisper my name, I embrace you in everlasting love. I enable you to go on the heights, to wander with me in the glory of my presence. You may feel as if you can barely take the next step on this long journey upward. As you look ahead, you see cliffs that seem impossible for you to climb. Yet I am with you always, holding you by your right hand. I guide you with my counsel, helping you find the best way to scale those heights. Though you are on a challenging, at times grueling journey with me, It is much more than an endurance contest. The fact that I am with you can infuse joy into the steepest climb. Be on the lookout for all the pleasures I have prepared for you, and take time to enjoy your devoted companion. You may think that the heights refers to the very top of the mountain you are climbing, but if you stop and look back at how far up you have come, you'll realize you are already on a high place. So relax a bit and gaze lovingly at me. The glory of my presence is all around you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.